With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Applications for temporary unemployment assistance in Montana declined for the sixth straight week. The U.S. Employment and Training Administration says new unemployment applications during the week ending May 16th fell to 3,384, a decrease of 10%. However, it's an increase of more than 440% compared to the number of applications in the same week last year. Since mid-March, Montana has processed more than 101,000 new claims for unemployment. Those numbers do not include gig workers. The state's unemployment rate as of mid-May was 10.5%, compared to 4.2% in February, before the economic shutdowns to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. A divided Montana Supreme Court says under state law, dinosaur fossils are not minerals. Wednesday's ruling has implications in an ongoing legal battle over the ownership of millions of dollars of fossils found on an eastern Montana ranch, where the surface and mineral rights are owned by different people. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals asked the state Supreme Court for a ruling on state law in the matter. The court's decision will now inform the Ninth Circuit as it decides who owns the fossils. The fossils include a T-Rex, a Triceratops skull, and a pair of dinosaurs that appeared to have been locked in battle when they died. Montana is reporting 479 lab-confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. A new case was reported Wednesday in Yellowstone County. Ravalli County has the most active cases, with 8. 23 cases statewide are reported active. On Wednesday, Butte's local government approved an overarching $150 million Superfund cleanup deal, marking a new chapter for the mining city, which has been on the nation's list of most toxic sites since the 1980s. Nora Sachs with Montana Public Radio's Richest Hill podcast has more.
District 4, John Sorich.
Yes.
District 5.
Just before Butte Silver Bow's Council of Commissioners voted on the Superfund deal during a virtual council meeting, Commissioner Michelle Shea spoke about the gravity of the occasion.
We're preparing to make the most monumental decision to ever affect the future of our great city.
That's because this agreement, or consent decree, lays out a blueprint for finishing the decades-long mine waste cleanup of the Butte Hill and Urban Creeks. And it guarantees Butte's Industrial Creek Corridor will be transformed into a 120-acre greenway with ponds and walking trails. John Sesso, Butte Superfund coordinator, acknowledged that the settlement between the county, the state, the Environmental Protection Agency, and Atlantic Richfield isn't perfect. But he says it locks in a legal framework that will hold the former oil company responsible for $150 million more worth of cleanup work.
We're set up well for the future. We got the money. ARCO's paying for everything. I think it's time to go ahead and let the chief sign this document and move it forward, Mr. Chairman.
Butte Superfund parties spent 2 years hashing out the details of the 1,100-page consent decree, which was unveiled to the public in February. There's a vocal contingent in Butte who maintain the deal does not go far enough because it won't rebuild the very upper stretch of the Silver Bow Creek Channel into a free-flowing stream. However, the vast majority of public comments received at virtual meetings over the last month and a half were in support of the county approving the cleanup deal. Retired hydrogeologist Joe Griffin said Wednesday that this agreement won't just be good for Butte and its headwaters. It will help restore the Clark Fork River Basin as a whole.
This is a milestone moment for us all, and it will echo through time and across the watershed.
As soon as Butte's chief executive signs the consent decree, it will be lodged with the federal district court, which will trigger a formal 30-day public comment period. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
A Canadian company has built the first piece of the disputed Keystone XL oil sands pipeline across the U.S. border and started work on labor camps in Montana and South Dakota. However, Calgary-based TC Energy has not resolved a recent courtroom setback that canceled a key permit and would make it much harder to complete the $8 billion project. The 1,200-mile pipeline from Alberta to Nebraska was stalled for much of the past decade before President Donald Trump was elected and began trying to push it through to completion. Environmentalists and Native American tribes are bitterly opposed to it because of worries over oil spills and that burning the fuel would make climate change worse. Yellowstone National Park officials say a visitor was injured when she was knocked to the ground after getting too close to a bison near the popular Old Faithful geyser. The visitor, whose name and age have not been released, was injured Wednesday afternoon but refused to be taken to a hospital. Park officials did not provide any details about her injuries. The incident is the first time a bison has injured a visitor this year. Visitors are required to stay at least 25 yards away from large animals, including bison, elk, bighorn sheep, deer, moose, and coyotes, and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.